In progress.
We continue with Shari Chuvah Shar Beis Oisches, Shir number 97. Rabbi Yoina is discussing the importance of understanding the signs of old age as a time to do tshuva. Whether it's one white hair or many white hairs, and the older we get, the more we have to realize it's something to appreciate. I want to share with you a story, a short story, but I think a powerful ma'isa. My father told me he was in yeshiva in Haifa. As a little boy, there was a classmate who had a tremendous ability to tolerate pain. And no matter what happened to this boy, he would never feel any pain. And everyone was amazed. You know, little children, they punch, they this, they that. No matter what happened to him, he didn't say, ouch. Some people might think that's amazing. What a bracha. But unfortunately, it was actually a tremendous danger to his life. Because the nerves that tell the person, don't put your hand in the fire, were not working well. The nerves that tell him you're in pain, your bone is breaking, were not working well. And this is what my father told me, that this person had this disorder. He couldn't, his nerves to tell him you are hurting, your body is in pain, didn't work and didn't tell his brain this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us signs. As children, people think they're invincible, especially when they're teenagers. Totally invincible. And if any teenager is listening, we're not here to insult anyone. It's a general attitude. They get a little older, not only they're invincible, they're the most brilliant people in the world. Strong, brilliant, and what's next? Handsome. They got it all. Then they get a little older. When I say, I'm saying people get older. Then they start realizing they're not so strong. They're not so brilliant. And again, guess what happens? Some hair might start falling out. Start turning a little white and gray. Why did Hashem do this? So this is a bracha. This is a bracha. The bracha is asut seidel aderech. Prepare food for the road. Prepare food for the road. You go in the car, you're traveling 2 hours, turns out to be an hour and a half worth of traffic. Just yesterday, 2 days ago on Sunday, I'm driving back from New Jersey. 3 times the GPS redirects me because of the traffic. What's the road we're going on? We're going to Olam Haba. That's the goal. The goal is to get to Olam Haba. And we want to make sure we get into the stand in front of the palace of Hashem with a nice, clean, white shirt, nice, clean pants. And that's a marshal to the neshama, that the neshama should be cleansed. Why don't people take this message to heart? So Rabbi Yonah says, you know why? Because not that they're mevaze the mitzvah, not that they disgrace the mitzvah, they disgrace the aveira. V'hanoshim ahem asher heim bozim l'dvar avoinois. They don't think it's a big deal to live their life in the way they are. Did I do something so bad by taking out the black jelly bean on Shabbos? I don't like black jelly beans. So I want all the jelly beans. So I pull out all the black ones. Well, that's called bayra. That's called sorting, that's selecting what I... You can't take out what you don't like. What? Did I hurt anybody? Hashem says don't do it. There's a 39 avos and malachos. Just one example. The bozim lidvar avoinos. What's the big deal? That's their attitude. And therefore, they're not taking these signs that Hashem with his rachmanis is giving us. They're not taking these signs to heart. And he says they're like a chayle, like a sick person who doesn't realize he's sick. So what happens is that illness, it spreads. The disease, rachman al-itzlan, unfortunately, it spreads more and more. Finally, by the time he goes to the doctor says, "Where have you been?" He says, "Where have you been? I'm a very healthy person." "You're very healthy. It's everywhere. Why didn't you come to me in the beginning?" A person who does averus and he doesn't feel, "Oh, what's the big deal?" It's not machshav, the severity, the seriousness of the situation. Therefore, when Hashem is sending him signs of doing tshuva, he doesn't understand that these signs that Hashem is talking to him. This is the topic Rabbeinu is talking about now, and he continues the next few pieces on the same topic.